Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and He's in the miracle working business, beloved. Greetings, this is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing a message I began on Monday, One Thing Have I Desired, and we're looking at these words, which are the words of David, found in Psalm 27, verse 4, where he declared, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." There's a diligence and an intensity in that. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." What he was seeking was just to be in the Lord's presence, to have fellowship with the Lord. This was his heart's desire. And then he goes on, concluding that verse, "to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And on yesterday's broadcast, I was focusing on that one simple little word, "to." That word, that "to" means for the purpose of. This is the reason why I am seeking the Lord. And there are two primary purposes that he declares: to behold the beauty of the Lord, that is one thing, and the second thing is to inquire in his temple. All right, let's break that down just a little bit, and let's look at the fact that we have been created in the very image of God. And there is a capacity that God has put in man to desire as well as to appreciate beauty. Well, why not? We're the children of our Father. He loves beauty. When we look at this natural world around us, it is breathtaking. It's awesome in the spectacular, marvelous things that He has done, the variety, the imagination, the creativity that it was expressed in this natural word, is expressed in this natural world, is overwhelming. And so because God loves beauty, of course, since we're in His image, we not only appreciate it, but it's something we desire in all of its forms, not just a beautiful picture or a beautiful object of something artistically done, but everything. There's a beauty in life. There's a beauty in behavior and speech. There's so many things that are a reflection of the God that we serve. And the definition of beauty is this. I'll share it with you. Quality or aggregate, a combination, a multiplicity of qualities that give pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalt the mind or the spirit. So we can appreciate beauty on all levels, through the senses, the physical, five physical senses that God has given us, or the things that pertain to the spirit, to the soul, things that, like a beautiful symphony, our soul just rejoices. We can just be lifted up out of ourselves with some of the beautiful musical compositions that have been created, especially the masters, over the centuries. And so we've established that. And so you might say, well, Sister Glass, where are you going with this? Well, it says in that psalm, he wants to behold the beauty of the Lord. And this refers to our God-given capacity, since we've been made in the very image of God, to not only appreciate beauty, but also it is an avenue, it's an opening, it's a doorway, if you will, for the creativity and self-expression that is resident in the heart of every living soul. We're all so different. We're all unique. But regardless of intellectual ability, IQ, giftings, talents, every single person has the capacity to express something beautiful about God. God, of course, is absolute beauty, an absolute perfection in his very nature and being. Isn't that right? God, as for God, his way is perfect. Everything about him is beautiful, is majestic, is glorious. Who can find words to describe the awesomeness of our God? But also, who he is reflected in what he does, in his works. And remember when Moses was dealing with the Lord and God was ministering to him in terms of giving him the commandments and the law, basically, for ancient Israel? He says in Exodus 33 and 19, he says, "Lord, show me your glory." And what the Lord said, he granted that. He didn't say, you know, he said, "No man can see my face and live." In other words, we, in our current state, we could not literally comprehend. I don't think we could handle the power, the awesomeness of our God. And so he said, that's why he said, "No man shall see my face and live." But he said, "I will make all my goodness to pass before thee." In other words, he would walk before him and he would see his backside, if you will, his hinder parts as he was passing before him. And then there was the declaration and beautiful words of description of who he is, that he is the Lord who is long-suffering and gracious, abundant in goodness and truth. And of course, I mean, the Psalms, there's so many beautiful descriptions of the Lord and what he's made. Psalm 33 and 5 talks about the earth being full of the goodness of the Lord. And then in Psalm 139 and 14, the word says, "Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." So God, in his very being, in his nature, as well as what he does, how he expresses himself, the works of his hands, his creativity, and man was the ultimate. He created the angels, he created all the heavenly hosts, the stars and the planets, and all the things that comprise our present universe and those universes that are beyond us. Science hasn't even been able to get a grasp on how big the universe really is. We've got so much before us, beloved, I can hardly wait. Can you imagine? And I believe God's going to have to give us a little bit greater understanding and intelligence so we can begin to grasp in a greater way the marvels and wonders of his creation. Praise God. And so he wants us to understand that the earth is and the fullness thereof. But as far as humanity, the saints of God, our very beings, Paul talks about that, we're a fragrance of Christ wherever we go, as well as what we do. We are extensions. Well, what does it say? We're the body of Christ. That's not some far-out strange doctrine. So we are to reflect the beauty of our God, who he is, and what he does. We do the works of kindness and gentleness and goodness and graciousness. Psalm 48 and 2 says, "Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king." Hallelujah. Jerusalem, that'll be the center in the millennium of the king's residence and activity, and all the nations of the world will come to worship the king. How beautiful. This is Zion. You know, it refers to, you know, the hill of David, Zion of David. Praise God. This, and he was a type of Christ. And then, of course, in Psalm 50 and 2, it says, "Out of Zion, the church, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined." And that's not just talking about a physical location, about the sanctuary of God. It's talking about we are the sanctuary of God, right? I mean, if you've been listening all week, we are the tabernacle, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, out of our lives, God shines forth. Jesus said that other ways. You are the light of the world. Praise God. And, oh, listen to this. Oh, my goodness, this verse, Psalm 45 and 11. Oh, goodness. It says, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. This is talking about the bride of Christ. For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Can you imagine that? That is a beautiful parallel, if you will. He talks about a bride and a bridegroom, the Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, where the king, regal and majestic, desires his beautiful bride. He finds her overwhelming in her beauty. At one point it says, turn thine eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. I mean, oh my goodness sakes. If you can really appreciate what the Lord is saying, he desires your beauty. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to make us so beautiful, so spotless, like the bride is arrayed in a spotless garment with the garment of righteousness and salvation. There's no spot or wrinkle or anything that would defile. And then in Psalm 90 and 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Beloved, Jesus is in love with you. He wants to show you off. He does. And how can we possibly respond but with joy and love and faith? So we've been created in his image to appreciate beauty, to become beautiful. And can you imagine how glorious it's going to be with the Lord, not only in the new heaven and the new earth, in the millennium, the lion will lay down with the lamb. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Beloved, it's overwhelming when you really begin to consider the things that I've been sharing that are comprised in this psalm, that one verse. Hallelujah. So tomorrow, we are going to look at, to behold the beauty of the Lord. We've looked at nothing in depth, but something to think about. And tomorrow, we're going to learn about what it means to inquire in his temple. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.